If you have technology, why not use it? So you can beat biology by this technique of egg preserving.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Kidstop Press. As per the WHO, around 17.5% of the adult population, which is roughly about 1 in 6 people worldwide, experience infertility. And India seems to be witnessing a significant surge in IVF cases. Today I'm looking forward to talk to an expert who will be able to answer questions any of you have on infertility and on pregnancy and things that related to that. Dr. Anjali Malpani is a pioneer in the field of IVF and reproductive treatment. She's been an IVF specialist for over 30 years, is the founder and director of Malpani Infertility Clinic in Mumbai, which is one of India's first private IVF fertility centers. She's also funded an IVF center called the MAA IVF Center, which helps provide free IVF treatment to couples who do not have the means to undergo this expensive treatment. And she's helping make sure that their families have a chance to become a family. So welcome to Kidstop Press, Dr. Malpani.
Thank you so much, Parul.
A lot of women I know have started freezing their eggs because it was not as popular earlier, but now I know a lot of people are freezing their eggs. So can you educate us a little bit about that?
Very important topic, actually, because women are getting married at a later age. They're postponing their childbearing, maybe for studying, maybe for their, you know, climbing the corporate ladders, and or maybe they just want to have fun, they want to travel, or they just don't want the responsibility of a baby. And that, in fact, it's a good thing, because I'm a feminist and I believe that, okay, if you have technology, why not use it? Because if you're climbing a corporate ladder and, you know, you're about to maybe become the, let's say, the president of a bank, and just because you take maternity leave, you lose that post, and your male co-partner gets it, though he's junior to you, I don't think that's fair. I feel that if you do want something, yes, today you have technology. And today, biology is not destiny. So you can beat biology by this technique of egg preserving. So yes, but if you do want to do it, I think you should come at the right time. And the right time to come is when your fertility is high. When is your fertility high? Your peak fertility is at between the ages of 20 and 30, scientifically or medically. But of course, nobody wants to come and freeze your eggs at 20 and 30 because you're not even thinking of marriage or, you know, anything. But at least come around 30 to 35, if not, you know, in your 20s. The right time to freeze is around 30 to 35, because around the age of 35, 35 is not a magic number. People panic. I have, you know, girls who are, you know, chilling, they're married at 27, 8 years of marriage, having fun, they've turned 34, 34 and a half. So, oh my God, now my fertility is going to go down, my, you know, my biological tech. Doctor, I want a baby right now. You know, it doesn't work that way, because, you know, it takes time. Normally, if you just have sex in the bedroom, the fertility rate is about 10 to 15% per cycle for a woman who's younger. For a woman who's 35, it's even lesser. And even in IVF, it's not magic. Just because when I put up embryos, it's not 100%. It takes time. And as you grow older, like I said, the success goes down. So please don't come around 35, 36, 37. The best time to come is around 30, 35, when your eggs are good. After 35, the egg quality goes down, the eggs numbers goes down, and the IVF and the natural success goes down.
And is that a long the right process? Time to is there a process involved, or the egg freezing process?
So basically, it's an IVF procedure without the transfer. So we give hormonal injections for about 10 days. And let me tell you, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions again about the hormonal injections. Oh my God, they're so painful. They're not painful. They're just, you know, it's a subcutaneous injection. Like the diabetics take the injection. They take it anywhere. They take it in the aeroplane. They take it standing. You know, it's just like that. Today, the injections have got better. They're, you know, they're just a little, it's just like, I mean, I'm painful in the sense that it's not major pain, it's just a little prick. You can use those injections. They are given for 10 days. Now the monitoring is less. In fact, I just do one or two sonographies, maybe just one blood test required to see, you know, whether the eggs are growing well. And then they are retrieved under anesthesia using a vaginal ultrasound. So we take the eggs out, then they go to the laboratory, and the best eggs are frozen in minus liquid nitrogen at minus 196 degrees centigrade. and they can remain for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That's the thing. You don't have to worry. If you're freezing them at, say, 33, 34, you can even put them back at 50 if you want to get pregnant that way. So there's no limit. But like I said, there is a payment. You have to pay the clinic to freeze for every year.
IVF as a procedure is quite expensive. There are different cycles involved. And so how expensive is it in India compared to the rest of the world?
India is one of the cheapest destinations to have IVF. In America, in the US, a typical cycle would cost, begin with $20,000 going up to $50,000. Which is a huge number, while in India the treatments are just $20,000. While you're in India, it would be like maybe a lakh and a half now, roughly. That's an average cost most of the clinics are charging, which is peanuts per cycle. But of course, the costs do go up. I can understand. It's not only 1.5 lakhs per cycle. It's also the injections, which are expensive, which they have to take. Now we have freezing technology. So now, in fact, what we do is we do not transfer fresh embryo on day 5, which means you do a cycle. In the past, we were putting the embryo on the same cycle on the day 5. The technology has improved so much that today we freeze the embryo, and the success rate of a frozen embryo is better than a fresh transfer, which is very surprising. So that's another myth again, that, oh, if you freeze your embryo, the baby will be abnormal. That's not true. Or you won't get pregnant because, you know, you normally feel half fresh is better than frozen. But that's not true. In IVF, the success rate of frozen transfers is way ahead of, you know, fresh transfers. So again, the cost builds up because we are freezing those embryos. The typical cycle does go to around 3 lakhs maybe, you know, at times.
Dr. Malpani, is there anything that you would like to share with our audience that you would want them to know more about?
I just want to think, I've already said this before, but if you, like, because fertility goes down after the age of 35, if you do want to get pregnant, I think you should try, at least if not in the 20s, late 20s, you should try around 30, 35. If you want to freeze your eggs, go early, freeze them. We have technology today so that you can keep them. You don't have to put them in the embryos, but you at least freeze your eggs when the quality is good. Do not go rushing when you're 40, when the egg quality is bad. The second thing I want to, most important thing is I want to know, tell people that please read up about your own body, about baby making, about certain things. I'm not expecting you to read a medical book, but go and visit the right sites so that you have well informed. I think what I call them as a VIP, a very well informed patient, is the best patient, because then doctors don't take you for a ride. At least you have sensible questions to ask if you're not getting a baby. If the doctor tells you, you can say, hey, look, you know, I read this somewhere. So the doctor's on their guard, because infertility patients are very vulnerable and gullible. And the other thing is, there are new advances taking place every day. Just because something is happening today, or I have learned this, or I read about this in a journal last year, doesn't mean I'm going to experiment on you and charge you a bomb. And that is what is happening. People are saying, oh, wow, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I've got this latest scope, embryoscope, and I can increase your fertility and charge you a lakh of rupees. It's a big no-no. You have to understand that technology is there. Everything always doesn't work. It takes time for us to know whether something is working by randomized controlled trials, what we do, you know. So just don't jump because you read somewhere, and read the right stuff. Mr. Google is good up to a point. Dr. Google is even better sometimes if you go and combine Google and the doctors together. So please read the books and, you know, kind of be well informed. I think that is my sincere message to most.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on your book again.
Thank you so much, Parul. You were really good. Very good questions indeed. And I was very, really happy talking and, you know, explaining a lot of stuff.
For parenting tips, celebrity interviews, recipes, conversations with experts, DIYs, and lots more, subscribe to Kidstop Press now.